It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels being joined by one of our favorites, Lissy.
Hi.
One day I wake up and suddenly I realize that our girl Lissy has moved back to the Midwest.
I did.
I know.
Yes.
It was, walk me through.
It's -9 degrees right now in Minneapolis.
Walk me through the thought process that went into leaving what some many would consider the paradise of Ojai and heading back to your roots. I believe you went back to Iowa, didn't you?
Yeah, I grew up in the Quad Cities on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River, just across from Iowa. But I've moved to northeastern Iowa, so I'm still a few hours from my parents, but like close enough, you know, so I can get in the mix because I've got a brother out in Iowa and a sister, and I have four nieces, and so back to the heartland.
And my understanding is that you not only are getting into a rural existence, i.e. you got a farm, a spread, as they like to say back there, and you're building a recording studio on the premises?
Yeah, I mean, this is like a five-year plan kind of thing, so it's my hope. It hasn't happened yet, but I got 10 acres, and I'm in the process of getting another 37, and of my 10, five are tillable. I'm renovating a house, and you know, I have a dairy barn, so down the road I'd like to, I'd need to insulate and really, like, it'd be a big construction project, but turn my barn into a, you know, recording studio / guest house, maybe a place that my friends who write songs could come and hang out and we could have fires and go swimming in the pond and, you know, feel creative and free. That's a goal for me, so... You know, it's like going to be my little oasis.
Let's talk about My Wild West. You open the album up with the title track, Hollywood, and then you close it with Ojai. So clearly the destination, the travel was a big part. The journey, if you will, is a big part of the making of this album, yes?
Yeah, and it was kind of almost accidental, or the songs were like predictive of me making a change. And earlier this year, I had written Wild West, a track on the album, and it's really a song about like kind of taking a chance and setting off on your own and, you know, really believing that like you can have it all. And it's just kind of like a bold song. And I wrote it before I even considered that I'd never thought I was going to leave Ojai or California. And then I decided I wasn't going to make an album. And somehow in the process of like not wanting to make an album, I was just writing a lot and working with Kurt Schneider, who's a great producer and friend in LA, bringing him songs, but being like, I'm not going to release this. We'll just put it on SoundCloud. Like, and at that point, I'm like, I'm moving to Iowa. I'm not going to make an album. And like, here I'm saying this, but it took all this pressure off. And suddenly I was really writing all these songs and feeling like this is my documentation of my 12 years in California. It's my Wild West. It became apparent to me, like, this is an album. And so when it was done, it was like, all right, I'm going to put an album out after all, you know. But when I'm still moving to Iowa.
Don't understand. understand. I took it all for granted. I'd bloom where I was planted. Oh,
coming out here, you know, that was a leap of faith, wasn't it?
It really was. And I think it's funny, I talk about this with friends, like, I think I'm not as fearless as I was, but at 21 and a little like delusional or naive, I was just like, you move to LA, like I'd seen it in a movie. It's like, move to LA, get a record deal and like be a big star, you know? And I was fortunate. I moved to LA and I got a record deal, and then I ended up getting another record deal and have had success. But then I think, after, you know, now I'm in my 30s, it's like, I don't know if I want to be a big star, actually. So, yeah, no, I mean, I came out to LA like this fearless, just kind of fresh-faced, kind of naive Midwesterner, like thinking, well, this is where you come to make it. And I think LA is so inspiring that way. I mean, it really feeds people's dreams and makes them real. And, you know, I love it for that. But it can be a cruel place, too, as I'm sure we've all experienced the rejection and the, you know, criticism if we're in the arts. It, you know, it's a place that's both like the most amazing place and the most like soul destroying place. I don't know. It has a special place in my heart.
At this moment in time, having had a little bit of time back in Iowa, are you feeling the sense of self that you were seeking, that that this new place is your place? Is it starting to sit in, or is it still too soon?
Well, I haven't really been there either, because part of my kind of just, you know, taking off on my own vibe I was feeling this summer is I've been doing all this solo touring in the States, and was like driving myself for some of it and settling my own shows and counting in my merch. Not because I couldn't afford or find a way to get help, but I just was like, I'm not helpless, I can do stuff. So I was doing these solo shows, and I hadn't been solo in so long. So I've, over the summer and then this fall, and then I just got back from a month-long European solo tour. You know, I really haven't had the time, but I've had my days where I've gone there and I just sort of walk my land and sort of feel at peace. I feel like I don't have to know what everything is going to be. It's like I had a gut feeling to make this decision. Land is always a good investment. So, you know, everything else can just unfold. But, you know, I do feel like it's good. I haven't quite settled in. But one thing I would say, too, is like a lot of people might think, well, you're going to Iowa, like you're taking yourself out of the game. But I just did this solo tour in Europe, and I played to as big of crowds, if not bigger, than I ever did before. And I think that surprised people. And it's like, well, I have a really great fan base. So, you know, I feel like they're receptive to supporting me on my journey, whatever that means, if they get me solo or with a band or have to come to Iowa. I don't know. I think I'm fortunate that I have a supportive like community of listeners. I'm going to play the single off my album, My Wild West, out February 12th, called Don't You Give Up On Me. Thank you.
set the sun, I feel your waves. I look at the ocean so big and bright. Am I only a ghost? 'Cause what I feel the most is me. I left you on the coast for something only I can see. What kind of world will there be when I wake up from this dream? I hear you call so far away. Just keep me close when I'm afraid. Tug at the ocean, you help it change. And you keep on reminding me of a darkness only I can see. What kind of world will there be when I wake up from this dream? I hear you call so far away. Just keep me close when I'm afraid.
Help everybody where they can keep up to date with you.
Yeah. So this is Lissy, L-I-S-S-I-E, like Lassie with an I is a good way to remember it. And it's just Lissy.com, L-I-S-S-I-E.com. I'm also on Instagram at Lissy Music. That's sort of my main form of social media, if anyone wants to see me there. I was saying last night, like after a few glasses of wine, like you start posting bathroom selfies and then the next day you're like, oh my gosh, why did I do that? So,
well, Lissy, you know we love you and we can't wait to see you in person right here in our studio, and we can't wait to see you in concert again. And you know we continue to want everyone in our audience to love your music the way we love your music. So we can't wait to be able to share the entire My Wild West album with our audience. And until then, we want to wish you the best. I hope that everything comes together on the farm. But most importantly, I hope you continue to be the wonderful person you are, the great artist you are, and the good friend to KCSN that we've come to know, because we really do dig you.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you're making me just, that's so beautiful and so sincere. I'm so grateful to know you, Sky, and a great station. And I hope for a long time we'll have lots of like reasons to hang out and talk and do shows, and you know, I'm always up for, call me if you want me to come open for Tom Petty again, you know. I will.
You know me, more to come. The road's just beginning for us.
Yeah.
It's Lissy live on 88.5 KCSN.